Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. This is season 2, episode number 9. I am Aiden, and of course, I'm here with Vinny. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. We've wrapped up another week, and again, pretty interesting one at that. We had a few big upsets, you know, Chiefs go down,
yes.
49ers again.
Panthers get their first win, which is a big game, and also some horrible games with the Jets and Giants.
Ooh, yeah, we'll definitely get into that, unfortunately. But also, trade deadline coming up, a lot of big moves, and a lot of injuries to talk about. So we got a pretty stacked lineup for today.
Yeah, so let's just get right into it.
All right, I'll lead us off with a few injuries. Now, the first one, big one, terrible news. Kirk Cousins done for the year with a torn Achilles in that game after, you know, really turning it around from...
And it was in the end of the game, too, when the Packers didn't really even have a chance, which, I mean, I'm a Packers fan, so I don't like the Vikings at all, but I do feel, I mean, he's done so good this year for what they have, like...
Yeah, just ever since just, yeah, for the Vikings in general, he's... I mean, they're always, he makes them fun to watch, him and Jefferson, you know, that offense. They struggled, like you said in the beginning, 0-3, but then they were turning around, making...
They're, what, 3-3 now? 4-4.
Yeah, so definitely, you know, causing some waves in the NFC, especially that division. But yeah, without this, you know, without Kirk, that's a huge loss for them.
Yeah, massive loss.
And then keeping up with the bad injuries... We had Kendrick Bourne, looks like, suffered a torn ACL, so lost for the Patriots.
He's been doing good this year, too. He's been, like, one of the only bright points on this Patriots offense.
Yeah, so that's two, you know, terrible injuries. Hate to see it. But on a, you know, better note, Kyler Murray is looking to return missing... Did he miss all... How much did he miss last year?
I think a lot of last
year. A lot of last year, and... What, I guess first 7-8 weeks of this year, but, you know, could he give a, you know, little spark to the Cardinals?
Yeah, I mean, the team hasn't even looked bad with Josh Dobbs under center, so you'd assume that with a really, I won't say really good, but with a pretty good quarterback in Kyler Murray, you'd assume they'd do better.
Yeah, I almost kind of forgot about him just because I haven't seen him play in a while, but, I mean, he did have some crazy plays, like, or... Yeah, I guess the last couple years.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the one, you know, the one with D-Hop.
I was watching that live, and because it was funny. I was actually cheering for Kyler Murray to do bad because he was ahead of Rodgers in the MVP race. And so I was cheering for him to do bad so Rodgers would get the MVP. And then I saw him do that, and I was like, dang. Like.
Yeah, but like you said, Kyler, you know, come back. We'll have to see how that plays out. And then getting into some more quarterback injuries, we have Justin Fields, who still week to week. We have Daniel Jones, who's medically cleared for the Giants. Again, don't really know what the situation is going to be with that because they had Tyrod Taylor, who looked decent at some points. And then was it either him who got injured or their other quarterback?
It was him. Tyrod Taylor got injured.
Yeah, and then they were on their third string.
Who...
And it was just a mess.
We have to talk about that game. It was horrible.
That was hard to watch. And then also Kenny Pickett, we saw get injured in this game last week, but he is intending to play. They do have a Thursday night game, so short week versus the Titans. So, you know, we will see if he can make a turnaround for that. And then Deshaun Watson, week to week, still. And Matt Stafford, questionable with a thumb sprain. Don't think it's anything major, though. And then
so a lot of quarterbacks
being injured. I feel like...
And another quarterback thing is Aaron Rodgers every week has looked more and more able to play. The Jets, even their GM, just recently let out a statement saying they are expecting him to be back, which is absurd. I mean, I don't know what he's doing, but it's working. And I think he reached out to Kirk Cousins about his Achilles. So I doubt Kirk will be back, but it might help Kirk be able to rehab it a lot quicker.
He can give him whatever sort of magic serum he's taken or
he's
magic.
Probably just lots of drugs. That's.
But hey, if it works, you know, more power to him. But yeah, moving on to some other injuries we have for this Thursday night game, we have Derrick Henry and Spears, two running backs, both questionable for them. Mm. And then a couple other random ones. Drake London, injured his groin in that game versus Tennessee, so he's going to be questionable coming into this week, as well as Puka with some knee swelling for the Rams. So, you know, overall, a lot of, like you said, a lot of quarterback injuries, which...
Yeah, which, I mean, it's not... I mean, luckily, I mean, it's not good for any quarterback to be hurt, but luckily it's no quarterbacks on some contender teams, because that just completely ruins the season. It looks like all these are kind of on some lower level teams.
I mean, I wouldn't say, I guess Vikings, you know,
weren't
contender, like, contenders, but could be a playoff team. Steelers, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts. But moving in, we can talk about some player stats and get into some of these, you know, interesting games for the week. So first stat line for you looks like we have a receiver.
Okay.
We have 4 receptions, 128 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Oh, 3 touchdowns.
So babe, there were some big.
If I'm thinking, for me at least, it's between two people. It's either going to be D-Hop or it's going to be CD. Both had amazing weeks, but I think 3 touchdowns got to be DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep, that was. And all from, of all people, Will Levis.
Yes, the rookie comes in and his debut is really good against, I mean, not a great Atlanta team, but, you know, 4 touchdowns, 238 yards. And Derrick Henry even kind of looked back to him old self with 100 yards on the ground. And, I mean, yeah, DeAndre Hopkins was their entire receiving core. He almost had 100 more receiving yards than the next highest.
And off only 4 receptions. So, I mean, spread out the ball and then just kind of running it with Derrick Henry most of the game.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this wide receiver core. They've got some nobodies. I mean, Treylon Burks was supposed to be kind of good this year, but Okongwu, Kyle Phillips, Nick Westbrook, Kinney, if that's how you even say it.
Yeah, they went from having, I mean, they had A.J. Brown, Corey Davis.
Yeah, had Robert Woods last year.
Yeah, Robert Woods. I mean, they've had some solid receivers.
Yeah, and then, did Desmond Ridder get hurt in this game? I know I wasn't really keeping up with this game, but... Either he got, he replaced him. What? Yeah, Tyler Heinicke actually took over for quarterback instead of Desmond Ridder in this game, it looks like.
But, I mean, it didn't make a difference either way. And I actually forgot about Will Levis. Like, I didn't even know he was playing this week just because I guess Malik Willis has been, you know, Tannehill's still been injured. Willis sucking, Malik Willis did, I believe, come in for a rushing play, and he fumbled.
Yeah.
So he had negative fantasy points, but I think even all of, like, Tennessee was booing him. Because I saw, like, the Will Levis in the press conference saying, like, they have to bring, like, better energy to the games. But, and, yeah, they are saying he's supposed to be the starter again versus Steelers. So that'll be a true test.
Yeah,
with our defense much better than the Falcons.
Yeah, if he can do that against the Steelers defense, that'll be very impressive. Because, I mean, the Falcons defense, it's not horrible, but definitely not the greatest in the world. So,
looking ahead for that game, Steelers. I mean, Kenny Pickett, like I said, possibly going to play. But, I mean, against Tennessee defense, we got to put something together.
Yeah, I mean.
Because this last week, you know, Jags, I'd say they have solid defense, but, you know, we kind of looked back to.
Yeah.
Like, Pickens was locked up most of the game. And just, you know, not moving the ball.
Yeah, and it looks like Steelers are going to start off as -3.
I think we're home. Is it in Pittsburgh? Okay. That's back-to-back home games for us.
It's going to be back-to-back-to-back. Because next week against the Packers is home as well.
Oh, that's when you'll be at. Yeah. So we need some live intel from both teams there. But moving on, we got another very good stat line. We have 12 rushes, 54 yards, one touchdown, six receptions, 64 yards, another touchdown.
Oh, okay. So
big rushing performance this week.
That's, you said how many yards? How many rushing yards?
54.
All right. Two touchdowns got me thinking maybe Alvin Kamara?
Did have a solid week. He's been...
Yeah.
He's been their dump-off king.
I can't really think of... I mean, maybe... I don't even know what other running backs this could be, because two touchdowns is... I know Gibbs only got one. I know Gus Edwards got three touchdowns on the ground. It could be Joe Mixon, a sneaky Joe Mixon, but I think I'm going to stick with my gut and go with Alvin Kamara.
Close choice, but it was, in fact, CMC.
Oh, Christian McCaffrey. Wow.
And, you know, gets his usual touchdown.
Yeah.
Again, nothing new.
I guess he's just such a good player that I just forgot about him.
That's true, but, again...
He didn't even lead the team in rushing yards. Brock Purdy did, but 57. And the Bengals starting to look like their old self.
I think, yeah, remember, I mean... We were saying when they were 0-2, we were like, they started like out like this last year, and then they won. I think they were 0-3, right? They went 0-3.
No, I think they won one. I think they were 1-3.
Either way, I don't know. I feel like they were 0-3.
Let me see.
Because we did that like Time to Worry series.
Let's see. They were 1-3.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that Rams game, right.
Yeah, but they've won their last three against the Seahawks and 49ers, both... respectable teams, in my opinion.
Yeah, but 49ers moved to their 3-game losing streak.
I know, that's unheard of.
So we bring back the question, are they they're frauds for the year?
I don't think they are. I think Brock Purdy is. And
I mean, you can't...
You know, I don't want to say I called it, but he's a system quarterback, and when system doesn't go to plan, I think it kind of backfires. He had some really bad interceptions in this game.
That's true. I mean, again, no Debo Samuel for second straight week, I believe, maybe three.
I think third.
Yeah, so that's, you know, something to keep in mind. Brandon Ayuk, you know, over 100 yards. Kittle, big game,
yeah.
149 yards.
Nine catches.
But, I mean, again, this is only Brock Purdy's third loss as a starter, which, I mean, I guess what's happening with Jimmy G, too, like there, you know, with the 49ers just winning, but... I don't know. I still just think it's a slump.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the Bengals were just in this position.
Yeah. It's... I'm not gonna say anything. I mean, I think the 49ers are still going to be really good, obviously, especially with the new trade piece they got, which we'll talk about later. But, I mean, I think just it's more the Bengals are back to their old self. Joe Burrow with only 4 incompletions and 3 touchdowns. The run game actually looked good with Joe Mixon, and I just think they're back on track. Yeah.
So, you know, could be going for that division with, I don't know about Steelers, but Ravens. Ravens, you know, still looking really good. So that'll be a close race. But I think this is a good time to talk about who another person you did mention, which was Jahmyr Gibbs, with a big, huge breakout game on Monday night versus the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, he had me scared for a little bit. I was versing him in fantasy, and going into the game, I was up by 60 points. And my opponent had he had Sam Laporta and Jahmyr Gibbs, and I only ended up winning by, like, less than 10, which was terrifying. But it was a crazy, crazy game for Jahmyr Gibbs. It just makes you wonder, why haven't they used him as much yet?
Because, I mean, yeah, I guess just with Montgomery, you know, being as good as he has been.
Yeah, that's true.
They haven't had to, like, you know, just prioritize one over the other too much. But, yeah, definitely looking very solid. And then as far as the Raiders, just, you know, again, the defense, terrible. Jimmy G, terrible. Horrible. Offensive line was sucking.
The biggest thing is, I mean, you're looking at the receiving. You go all the way down the receiver list. The receiver with the least amount of receiving yards on the team was Davante Adams. I mean, Jimmy G
cost the most of everyone, but
it wasn't his fault.
I saw one drop watching it, but yeah, Jimmy G,
he missed him on two touchdowns.
Yeah, like wide open. He was visibly
visibly
pissed.
Very mad, which rightfully so. I would be too.
Again, but if the Packers would have paid him, would Jordan Love been much better? I don't know.
Probably not much better, but I think it would have been clowned Aaron Rodgers to not leave.
Yeah, I guess that is a good point, actually.
But then again, Aaron Rodgers didn't look that great his last year with us, so who knows. But yeah, the Lions 6-2 now. And now with the Vikings losing Kirk Cousins, I'd argue that they're a lock for the NFC North.
Yeah.
I mean,
they were the favorites going in by a little, and it's kind of panned out, I guess, even better than people expected.
Yeah.
But just the offense, the coaching's been great.
Which, you look at their schedule for the rest of the year, Chargers, losing record, Bears, under 500, Packers, under 500, Saints, under 500. Bears under 500.
Ooh, Broncos.
Broncos under 500. Vikings. Then Cowboys. And then Vikings. They could honestly win all their games, except for maybe they might lose two.
Yeah, I could see them choking to, like, the Saints.
Like, they could honestly end up with, like, a 13-4 record.
That just doesn't seem real. And I've, like, never seen the Lions good.
Yeah, in our entire lifetime, we have never seen a good Lions team. I guess we've seen all right Lions teams,
but we've never like seen winning a playoff game Lions teams.
Yeah, so it's weird times.
Yeah, interesting times for football. But we can move on. We got a third stat line here. We have 241 passing yards, 2 interceptions, 3 sacks, 1 fumble, 20 rushing yards.
Wow, I mean, that's a horrible game. Which horrible game makes me think it's a good quarterback. Or, okay, so no passing touchdowns?
No any touchdowns.
Okay, so I'm going to go to Patrick Mahomes.
Yep. I was thinking you were going to say that, but I just had to throw this in here. Just a terribly disappointing
game. Completely outplayed by Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Russell Wilson.
I guess he only threw 19 passes for 114 yards with 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, still looked great. And I mean, we said this last week, like, obviously everyone's picking the Chiefs, but like the Broncos just keep it close.
Yeah, they did last time, and this time it wasn't even close. It was just a kind of a blowout, you could argue. It was going into, I mean, the Chiefs didn't score any second half points. That's like unheard of. And I mean, you could say it's cuz Taylor Swift wasn't there, but
That's what the media's saying. I mean, but yeah, either way, Mahomes, Kelsey. I mean, Kelsey's still leading receiver, but kind of sold me this week in fantasy, the Chiefs stack, so pretty.
It wouldn't have done much. You lost by.
Yeah, well, I'm used to Kelsey getting like 25, Mahomes 25. That's 50 right there. So Mahomes got like 4 or 3, which, we're just not used to seeing. But I mean, goes to show you. You know, happens all the time. Raiders, you know, could the Raiders do this too? You don't know. The Raiders may give them
Yeah, the Raiders always used to give them a run for their money. But this was the first time the Broncos won in, like, 16 games or something against the Chiefs.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, they're always close. That's the thing. And just these divisional matchups have been really good this year. I mean, we had the Patriots. Well, that was last week, right? Yeah, the Patriots with the win against the Bills. Just, yeah, these divisional matchups are the ones that, you know, the ones that count.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I don't think the Chiefs have to worry. They're still 6-2. Their division is kind of garbage, so yeah, like, I don't think they have to worry.
Yeah, they've probably, you know, probably AFC Championship team. I mean, we can see it's probably going to be, AFC's kind of been...
AFC's just so good.
And NFC has just kind of been the same. Like, you have the Eagles. It's kind of pan out the same as last year, except you have the Lions more in the mix now for the NFC.
Seahawks are even more.
Yeah, Seahawks sneaking in at 5-2, ahead of the 49ers.
Yeah, so...
just by a game. But, and then, yeah, AFC, you know, you have the Dolphins, could be a little more prominent come postseason.
Yeah, I don't know. This postseason, like...
It's kind of pan out similar.
I think it's going to be really good. Because, I mean, especially this game coming up, I don't know if it's this coming week. It is. Dolphins at Chiefs. I am so excited. It's sadly a Sunday morning game.
No, I kind of like those, though.
Yeah, but that game's going to be so good.
I mean, yeah, London, I'm guessing that's London.
The over-under for this game has to be crazy high, right? Let's make some predictions.
I mean, it's always Dolphins games.
I'm going 57.
I'm going 52 then.
All right, let's see. Let's see. We have got... So Chiefs are favorited. 50.5 points is the over-under. So it's honestly...
honestly, take the over there. It could be...
yeah, I could...
I don't have the stat up, but I'm sure, like... all the Dolphins games go over nowadays.
Has to.
But that'll be a good one for, is it Germany or?
I think it's London.
Either way, getting some.
Oh
good
no,
one.
It's Germany, oh. Frankfurt.
Interesting, but yeah, that'll be, you know, game could be game of the week. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
See how the predictions turn out, but we can get into this last stat line, a very poor one: 3 catches and 38 yards. Disappointing week.
That's got me honestly thinking almost immediately Cooper Kupp.
Ooh, okay.
So that's what I'm going to go with.
So it was not, it was actually your boy Christian Watson who screwed me in fantasy. That's why I threw him in. I was thinking you might know that because you were looking at my matchup. But kind of just going back, I mean, talked about the Packers a little bit, but They're just really hard to watch. I mean, it looked like they had the ball like zero times.
Yeah, let's see.
This entire game, time of possession had to be.
They were beating us by 13 minutes of time. That's an entire quarter almost of possession. As a Packers fan, this team is so sad. I know I've been spoiled with watching good Packers teams all my life, but this team is really hard to watch. Our run game, horrible. Our passing game, horrible. Our defense, horrible. There's not any redeeming factors about this team currently, except for the fact that we're young. But it's bad, especially against a rival. I mean,
yeah.
There's nothing I can say about this team, except for it's just sad to watch.
Speaking of bad games, I mean, just looking at, that was the last stat line I had, but just looking through the list, we do have to mention the Jets and Giants. Pretty much which is a historically, like, record-breaking bad game.
Yeah,
I forget what record it was. Something about...
it was 24 punts.
It was the most punt yards per game.
Yeah, it was, like, over 1,000 punt yards or something. Which is just absurd. See,
if punters were in fantasy football, I would love to see how that stat line lays out.
And another crazy thing is, after Tyrod Taylor got hurt, Tommy DeVito came in and started, or not started, but came in and played for the Giants. Negative one passing yards.
Two for seven. I mean, they're pretty much kind of doing what they always have to do, just give Saquon the ball. I mean, he had 36 carries and 128 yards, which, again, only averaging 3.6 yards per carry, but he just kept getting the ball.
I mean, look at the Giants' receivers.
What?
Darren Waller, one catch for 4 yards, was their top receiver.
Matt Breida, one catch, 4 yards. Saquon, 3 catches, 0 yards. Slayton, 1 catch, -1 yards, and that's it.
That is absurd.
Like, they don't even know how that's possible. I mean,
yeah.
Jets, I guess. I mean Garrett Wilson had 100 yards.
Yeah, Breece Hall had a lot. But, yeah, I mean, and honestly, the fact that the Jets even won this game, I think the Giants were kicking a field goal to go up by 6 with, I think, like 20. I think it ended up being 26 seconds left. And they missed the field goal. Jets somehow go down and kick a field goal to tie it and then win it in overtime.
Yeah, Giants had 99% win chance.
Yeah.
On ESPN with like 20-some seconds left.
13 punts for the Giants to 11 punts. And 9 penalties to 6 penalties. I mean, just talk about the worst game of football of all time. 2 for 15 on third down and 2 for 19 by the Giants.
Yeah, this...
2 for 19.
This may... I think this beats out the historic Colts versus Broncos game.
I actually need to look that.
That Thursday nighter. I don't know if it's just because we bet on it like last year, if it was... I don't know what makes it just ingrained in my head.
12 to 9.
Technically, yeah. Technically lower scoring, but...
That game was,
I mean,
so hard to
looking
watch.
At the stats, at least, like...
Both quarterbacks had 2 interceptions. Only 7 punts to 5 punts.
So, yeah, this...
That game, I remember, was just... I'll never forget that game. That game was the worst thing I've ever
this
seen.
This game, I guess, what? I mean, stat-wise, just horrible.
Yeah, and... Yeah.
Honestly, makes you like kind of makes you done with football like for the day. I was like,
yeah
I don't think I need to see anymore.
Our roommate's a Giants fan, and they got the Jets turned it over on downs or something, and he was like, yes, like we won. And then I walked back into the room later, and the Jets won.
I mean, it's almost just entertaining to watch just because it's bad. Like that's kind of why you're watching it. But oh, that was something. I think it's time to move on from talking about this game.
Yeah, and then, I mean, we can talk about some other games just really quickly. Eagles win in a barn burner against the Commanders. Yeah. Panthers get their first win against the Texans off a game-winning field goal. And, I mean, not many other big games happened.
I mean, Cowboys looked back to their prime.
Yeah.
43-20, but just... you know, dominated the whole game.
Steelers offense still looks horrible.
And those are kind of standout headlines for the week. I think we can get into some trade. Right. Rumors. Trade.
All the things. I'm pretty sure the trade deadline is over. So these are all the trades. Honestly, kind of underwhelming. I was expecting some big trades. There were a couple big ones, but honestly not much. And the first one I got here is by the Packers. The Packers give up Rasul Douglas and a 5th-round pick to the Bills for a 3rd-round pick. So, I mean, that to me at least makes me think that the Packers are starting to sell on this season. We're going full rebuild.
Is he even good though? Because
he's just one of our most consistent.
I always hear you just complain about him.
He's just probably our most, besides Jair, but Jair sometimes gets hurt, and he's just always there. And he's not the best, but for a 3rd-round pick, I don't think it's horrible. It is sad to see that we're giving up on the season, but yeah, so that's a bit unfortunate. This one, it's not really a trade, but Leonard Fournette signs to the Bills. Which, I wonder how he's going to play in there. Do you think he's going to get the start?
I don't know. I think he is just signed to the practice squad, but he may get activated to the 53-man roster for the game this week, which, again, kind of, I mean...
Well, Damian Harris did just get hurt, so...
Yeah,
but then Latavius Murray has been playing.
Yeah, they've been incorporating him a lot more, and James Cooks looked pretty solid this season. But yeah, with Leonard Fournette being signed, which, I mean, last season he got a lot of work.
Yeah.
With the Buccaneers, and then, you know, free agent, I think he... Is he, like, what, 29, 30?
Yeah.
He's definitely getting older, but I still think he's got potential.
Yeah, I definitely do. I mean, so, he was so good.
I don't know if they released the exact, like, contract or what. I don't know how practice squad stuff works, but could be.
Yeah.
Could contribute a little there. And then, I guess it looks like probably the
biggest, be the biggest.
Yeah, biggest trade is Chase Young to the 49ers for a third-round pick.
Which is absurd. Which, in the article we were reading these on, they said the third round pick was a hefty price, which is just absurd to think about because he's still Chase Young. Like, he's been battling some injuries, and also he's like the only, like, I don't know. I still think he's gonna be amazing for the 49ers, especially with him being like with Nick Bosa. He was the main one being, you know, blocked for the Commanders. So I think, you know, there's no way he's not going to make an instant impact for them, I think. So, yeah, I think he's going to be very good. I think he was an old rookie of the year, defense rookie of the year, right?
Yeah.
I'm almost positive he was.
Because he was, would he have been 2022? Yeah, I think...
No.
Because we just had Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, but he was drafted... Cause
Was he drafted...
2021, I think, is when he won it.
Oh, he was drafted 2020.
Oh, okay.
So I guess, does that make him 2021 then?
I think so.
I guess at 2020. But yeah, Pro Bowler. I mean, he's still, again, super young, so...
Yeah, I think he's going to be amazing.
Yeah, so, I mean, right before we were watching this, I was just seeing all the...
The memes
coming out about... Him and Nick Bosa lining up.
Poor Nick Bosa, man. He posted one thing about supporting MAGA, and now everyone is causing racist.
There's like anything they can find. Yeah. Like any little bit of news about the 49ers just gets tied back to him. But speaking about the Commanders, another big one, Montez Sweat.
Yes. They're cleaning the house there, and... they give him to the Bears for another second-round pick, which I don't know if you remember, but the last time the Bears traded a second-round pick, that was for Chase Claypool, who did not work out, which I think Montez Sweat is way better. But also, why are the Bears giving up a second-round pick? They're horrible. Like,
yeah, I don't think he's going to really do much for their situation.
Yeah.
Montez Sweat, you know, he is... You know, again, still young. He was first-round pick. But you got to think, he's probably pretty, you know, kind of upset to see Chase Young go to the 49ers.
Yeah.
And then they just send
him. Oh, yeah, I'd be so mad.
He's definitely... That's got to be probably the worst feeling, waking up and then just traveling to Chicago.
Going to the Bears.
Yeah, having to just travel to Chicago.
Yeah.
And play for, like, oh, gosh, that is bad. But... let's see. Going back to the Kirk Cousins injury, timing kind of works out, you know, great with Kyler coming back because Josh Dobbs has been traded to the Vikings for a sixth-round pick. So kind of like, you know, their last-minute, like I guess, quick fix, you could say, for the Vikings. And, I mean, they didn't really have much of a choice.
Yeah.
You know, if they still want to contend for, you know, that division.
Yeah, I mean, but, their backup quarterback currently is some dude named Jaren Hall, who
I've never
heard of in my entire life. Went to BYU.
Fifth-round pick.
Yeah,
I don't know much about him. But, again, Josh Dobbs, you know, he has potential.
I mean, yeah, he's shown that he can play.
Not, you know, Steelers-wise, he wasn't great. But, yeah, honestly, it hasn't looked bad for the Cardinals. And if he can, you know, get that playbook down, he's got plenty of weapons. I mean, what's his name? Addison's been going off. Oh. KJ Osborne's been getting the ball a lot, too.
Yeah.
And then Hawkinson, of course, one of the best tight ends right now.
Yeah, they could. I mean, if it sucks if they. if they didn't start off so slow and Kirk Cousins didn't get injured, I think they could be in contention for that division, but it doesn't look like it's going to be that way. But then another trade with in this division was Donovan Peoples-Jones to the Lions for a sixth-round pick to buff up that offense just a little bit more. And, I mean, I don't know how much he's going to help. He's obviously not a crazy good wide receiver, but he's still...
He's been in the league for, you know, he's been consistent in the league for a while. I mean, just looking at their depth chart, I mean, they've got Amon-Ra, Josh Reynolds, and then Jameson Williams, who recently came back. And then I guess you can throw Don Peoples-Jones in there.
Yeah, so I think...
So I don't know, you know, how much that will be, how much that will really affect it.
But, you know, they gave up a six-round pick, so...
Yeah, I guess not a big deal.
And then lastly, we got... This one, honestly, is a pretty big one. Leonard Williams from the Giants is going to the Seahawks for a second-round pick and a 2025 fifth-round pick. So, I mean, Leonard Williams is still a really good player. And I think it's just going to beef up that Seahawks defensive line, which honestly kind of needs it. Their secondary is really good, but I definitely think their defensive line could use some help. And he's a big guy, and I think he'll help a lot.
Yeah, and then, you know, as for the Giants defense, going to be getting worse. But, again, getting a second-round pick for his upcoming draft, I mean, I don't know much about the prospects, but, you know, they do need the rebuild. So, yeah, you know, and Seahawks are, you know, they're first in their division, so they, you know, trying to be making a run. So
yeah, so like a late second-round pick could end up being close to a third.
Yeah, I think this definitely works out for...
Yeah.
For both teams.
I agree. But that's, I think, really all that really happened in...
I don't know what date, like the exact date and time of the...
I think it ended today.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, I guess we can check to make sure nothing else major came through, but that pretty much is going to wrap up
the trade. Yeah, so it looks like the trade deadline was set for...
Is that 4? 4 p.m.?
Yeah, 4 p.m. today.
Okay, so looks so like we're all... I think we got everything then.
Yeah, all done, so. Which is honestly kind of disappointing. I wish more people got traded, but, you know, that's how it goes. It'll be once it becomes the off season.
Yeah, the off season's when all the big stuff takes place. But yeah, definitely Chase Young, 49ers. That'll be an interesting one to see with that defense.
Oh, definitely.
So I mean, I guess we can move in now to the upcoming week's predictions. You know had a
finally had a breakout week. Went 14-2. Only guesses were the Panthers getting their first win, and then the Chiefs obviously losing. So, not too bad.
Honestly,
of a
that's
week.
Pretty much a perfect week.
Yeah, and then you went 11-5, so still a very respectable score. Yeah. And so I'm now moved to 79-42, and Vinny is at 85-36. So I'm slowly creeping
back. Six games
back.
Behind.
Yeah.
Could make that up in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If keep up the good picks, we can start off with the Thursday nighter, Titans at Steelers, and I mean. Usually I like to be realistic with the Steelers, but I realistically think we have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, I think Will Levis, he's not going to be ready for TJ Watt. I think he's going to be rattled the entire game, not going to be knowing what to
say. Yeah, that'll be hopefully not disappointing, but Steelers find a way to disappoint us every week. But hey, at least we get it out of the way Thursday.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll have to see. But then, moving on, we got the Sunday morninger. Dolphins at Chiefs. Like we said, could be a crazy one.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm saying, you know, Chiefs bounce back.
I was thinking
they are
that
the better
too.
Team. They are the better, just more well-rounded team.
I agree.
And, yeah, again, this is just a fluke week for the Chiefs. It always happens every year.
You know what? I'm going to disagree with you. Taylor Swift will not be in attendance. It's in Germany. I'm going Dolphins. Let's
okay.
go.
I mean, I don't know. Like you said, I don't know what the home or away scene looks like for overseas.
Yeah.
I guess pretty neutral for that. But then moving on, Vikings at Falcons. again, this is kind of just like a top. I mean,
yeah.
With the QB situation, honestly, I still want to go Vikings, to be honest.
Yeah, I kind of want to do too. I think I'm gonna go Falcons though.
All right.
Another disagreement. I think if Josh Dobbs is playing, which he probably will, I think they have a pretty good chance if he's playing. But
quarterback. I mean, quarterback situation for the Falcons is arguably worse. I mean, yeah. Just as bad. So it's really gonna come down to the roster. And I mean,
yeah, and
the Vikings.
I mean, if you look at including this game and the next three games, they're all some rough games.
Let's see. Bears at Saints.
I mean, it has to be Saints, but still not a great game. Saints have not been looking amazing recently.
But Bears are the Bears. And then Rams at Packers, I mean...
I don't think I'll pick the Packers for another game this season.
Rams are just a better team.
Yeah. Commanders at Patriots. I don't like either of these teams, but I think the Commanders are better.
Yeah, I mean... Kept it close with the Eagles this last week, even winning for most of the game.
Yeah.
In the first half. And kept it close with them a few weeks ago when they went to overtime.
That's true.
But again, with the with the defense, just the empty defensive line. I don't know.
That's
true.
But
again, it's the Patriots too. So Gillette Stadium. Kind of a toss up there too. But Seahawks and Ravens has the potential to be a really good game.
Yeah. I mean, there's actually a lot of pretty good games this week. Actually, a lot of really
depends what
good
you
games.
Classify as good. As
I'm
far
saying
as,
two good teams versus.
Do you mean okay? Because there's like good, like close, which you could say for all like the crappy teams. But then, good, like fun to watch.
I'm seeing four good games. This week, at least.
I mean, Seahawks, Ravens, and then Dolphins, Chiefs.
I think I'm gonna go Ravens as well. I think they're the better team overall. I don't think the Seahawks... I think if the Ravens keep playing how they have been, it should be a Ravens win.
I mean, yeah, we saw... You know, it could be similar to how the Lions game with the Ravens turned out.
Yeah.
But I think Seahawks will do better than the Lions did. But yeah, Ravens, better team there. And then Buccaneers at Texans. This one, honestly unsure.
I think I'm going Bucks on this one. I don't love either team here, but I think the Buccaneers have a better chance at winning just because of their defense.
I've been riding with the Texans a lot, but I mean, are coming off that poor performance and, you know, letting the Panthers get their first win, but I'm going to bounce back to the Texans.
All right. Cardinals at Browns. Browns look horrible. Cardinals look horrible. I'm going Browns purely because of the
maybe,
defense.
Again, quarterback situation's weird here. Kyle Murray, is he going to play? Probably. And then Sean Watson still just kind of questionable.
Yeah.
I'm just going Browns just for the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't really seen Kyle Murray play, but that one we'll see. And then Colts at Panthers. Again, another one I'm not excited for.
Yeah, I got Colts in this one. Panthers did just get their first win. I think the Colts are just a far better
team. Yeah, Colts
team.
Can put up way more points.
Yeah.
No Colts there. And then Giants at Raiders.
Another bad game.
The Raiders just have to win this. I mean,
but
the Giants are just terrible.
Yeah, but the Raiders are horrible. I'm going Giants.
Honestly, you could be right, but I'm going to just say Raiders.
They're both so bad, though.
Yeah, but moving on. Okay, we have a good game. We got the Cowboys at Eagles.
Oh.
So this is that divisional
playoff
matchup.
Yeah, these are two teams that I just don't really like either. Eagles,
well, they're
it's
good.
Philadelphia.
You can't, you gotta respect them either way.
Yeah, I respect both of them.
I'm going to just go Eagles. I mean...
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Eagles as well.
They're the better team. I guess they're the more stacked team. But, again, both teams... I don't know. Cowboys can just be more inconsistent.
Yeah.
Eagles are pretty consistent.
And then we got the DeMar Hamlin game. Bills at Bengals. Which, I'm not sure if we've ever talked about this on the podcast, but last time these two teams versed, I posted a TikTok about... I posted a TikTok about some betting stuff for this game, and I was like, I think it's going to be the under is going to hit, And then DeMar Hamlin dies. So.
And I think they just voided all bets. So
yeah.
Technically, your bet didn't cash.
But it didn't lose.
But I think that was your first one time ever doing yeah. an official public bet. So maybe, Kirsten, maybe don't bet on this game for this coming week.
I mean, how many times do you think they're going to talk about DeMar Hamlin in this game?
I don't know.
Over under 5.5.
Oh, over. I mean... I don't.
It's gonna be so much.
Yeah, it depends.
They're definitely gonna have a ceremony for him at the start of it.
And it is, it is in Cincinnati too. So yeah, they'll probably have a ceremony.
Probably bring out the medical people.
Yeah, but then I mean, besides that, they probably just should try their best to.
Yeah.
No, I guess move on because obviously it's a big deal, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't want people talking about that if I was DeMar.
Yeah, I think an opening ceremony, that would be great kind of tribute. And yeah. Then we'll have to see. But yeah, again, should be.
It's going to be a really good game. I think we're going Bengals.
Yeah, I mean.
They've been playing really good.
Bengals are back, and the Bills have been iffy.
When they played last year, especially with the turnovers, we're going to win.
I mean, yeah, that is last year. I'm going to go Bengals with you. I'm confident in them. And then, looks like we got the Monday Nighter, Chargers at Jets.
Both teams don't look good right now.
Chargers always lose, and the Jets will sometimes, like I said, they'll shock you sometimes.
This, I don't feel good doing this, but I'm going Jets here.
Oh, I mean, usually, I could see, yeah, because...
I usually kind of glaze the Chargers, but I could very well see... the Jets winning this game purely from the fact that, I mean, I think the Chargers' offense doesn't do as good against good defenses. So I honestly could see the Jets, winning this.
I mean, Zach Wilson seems like he does better. Like, he can, kind of play up to their opponent. He did good against... Josh Allen did good against Mahomes. So I think he can... I'm going to go Chargers, but I definitely agree with you that they'll definitely... It'll be a little bit closer of a game than what just happened with that terrible game last week. But hopefully don't have to mention that anymore.
Yeah. But that's all we got for this week. Thanks for listening. Leave a rating and a comment as always. Appreciate you guys. But yeah... I think that's all we got for this week.
Yeah, like we said, got the four interesting games. Hopefully more, but there's been a couple just random
good games.
I mean, random good games, also some really bad games. So hopefully, see you guys in a week and can have a lot of exciting things to talk about. Yeah. So catch you guys in the next one.
All right, peace.